Are you ready?
Steady. Welcome to Startline.
Every journey is different, but they all start with Startline.
We're here to edutain you about the world of dog agility. The sport has changed rapidly in just a few years we have been a part of it.
Join us as we discuss our journeys, share our successes, laughs, and failures.
We will be joined by special guests, and our hope is for you to help us grow the sport we love.
Episode 1. Go!
This is Karen Michelle. We are box wine deep into this evening. But we wanted to give you just a heads up. We're here to edutain you. Yeah, that's a combination of education and entertainment. Because we love agility pretty much more than life itself.
Yep.
We both work extremely hard to be able to have agility careers. So we're here to share our experiences with you, what we've learned from the past that would make your life easier, your dog's life easier, your agility career easier, your life with your dog better. And then we're also here to just share fun experiences and why we continue to do this wonderful sport. So we call this Start Line for a lot of reasons. And Michelle and I have two extremely different start lines. I have an actually pretty solid start line with my dogs, but things tend to fall apart everywhere else. And Michelle has not so solid start lines.
Nope.
And things go well otherwise. So everything starts at the start line. Whether you're in a trial, you're training, it all starts there. So we decided to call this podcast Start Line.
Start Line. Certainly. Builds up on the foundations. Just everything comes down to the start line. I think it just makes sense.
All right, Michelle, how'd you get addicted to agility? Because that's what it is. Let's be honest. We're addicted.
Yep, just a little. I work hard so my dogs have a better life.
Yep. It's the same for a reason.
So let's see. I got started in agility. Well, I wanted to get started in agility when I got my first dog, Max, who was a Jack Russell Terrier, who had a lot of behavioral issues and therefore could not do agility. But I wanted to, and I started making up my own agility courses with them out of things around the house, and I told myself after his behavioral issues I would get an agility dog. And then I got Riley. She is a now 9-year-old Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever.
Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever! You in the East Coast will know what that means!
A duck... what retriever? A trolling retriever? No, a tolling retriever. Or toller, for short. So she is my first agility dog, and ever since we started, I've been hooked. I think we started training on it. I made a lot of mistakes, learned a lot along the way with her. I call her the little red bullet. She's extremely fast, mm-hmm. extremely drivey. Mm-hmm. And we have no start line whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. We did. You're doing training.
We did at one point. And now we don't. And haven't for a couple of years now. But that's how I got started. So Kara, tell me, how did you get started?
Well, I have boxers. And they are jumpy. And I had a friend with Aussies or Australian Shepherds come over to my house. And she said, "Your dogs are very jumpy. Have you ever considered the sport of agility?" And I was like, no, what, you know, I homeschool my dogs because I was all about, you know, teaching them socialization. I had a dog walking company, so they had ample socialization. But my friend made the suggestion, so I signed up for a class. And my dog, through it, I can't own any of this. She was just really good.
She's good.
She's good. I didn't do homework. Now, I bred her to make more of her. I couldn't make more of her. I've made pieces of her, but I haven't made her. So I got very lucky. You have, some people have the novice A dog that they laugh and they say, "Oh, my poor novice A dog, if I had known." No.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Michelle. My novice A dog is my novice A, like, amazing dog. So anyway, so we went to these agility classes. We did no homework. She learned weave poles like literally overnight. And we just had a lot of fun and I enjoyed watching the success I had with my dog. Now, start lines, we excel at start lines. She's broken them a few times, no doubt, no doubt. She's thrown me for a loop, caught me off guard. But when it matters most, when we've made it to big events, she holds her start line and she waits for me. And while that's fun and exhilarating, it's also a lot of pressure because I'm stressing my dog out and I'm leaving her at the start line. And I think what's cool about this podcast that what Michelle and I can bring to this is we both come from very different angles. I've run her dog. She's run my dog. They're both very difficult in very different ways. Hers is really fast and you have to think faster. And mine is actually slower, but also consistent, but you need to be timely. So
very honest.
And my dog is very honest, but she's also very inconsistent as terms of, is she going to be fast today or is she going to be slow today? Where Riley's always fast. That's snitch. She's the up and coming. You'll hear dogs talking in the background. But anyways, we want to just bring a lot to you. We want to welcome newcomers into the sport. We want to educate and entertain people that have been in the sport. I mean, since 1994, that's when agility, AKC agility, started in the U.S. So we know some of you, LaVonda Herring, have been doing it since then.
Hey, LaVonda.
Hi, LaVonda. You've been judging since 1997 at least. I found some of your paper stenciled maps, which are kind of cool. So we want to represent the past because we've learned from it. We respect it. We acknowledge it. And we also want to share the future of the sport. And
build the future.
Build the future of the sport. Guys, if we don't get new people in here, Michelle and I are going to be the ones held together by KT Tape, even though we already are, running around the ring. So please, let's, you know, get in here. Let's enjoy this. It starts at the start line. Let's start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sounds good.
All right. We're going to have more wine. There's going to be wine incorporated in this.
And some beer.
And some beer. Michelle's a big beer connoisseur. Yeah. I wish I could like IPAs. I try. But I'm...
But you do like this brown ale.
I do like this brown ale that we are drinking right now. We do not know the legalities of advertising at this point. So we are going to hold off initially. But that is our goal. If you want to sponsor us, we will have a link to do so. Because we will enjoy having refreshments as we edutain you.
That's right.
Yep. So feel free. We'll get all that linky stuff up. And for the older generation, if you don't want to deal with links, we will have a box at Trials that you can donate to. We'll go like, we will encapsulate our entire audience.
Support us.
Support us. But we will also help you. We will both come up to Michelle and I. We will serve as tech support. We will help you download this podcast onto your phone so you can listen to us weekly. We're going to try and do this weekly. That's a big commitment. I just put that there in like digital waves. But we're ready.
We can do this.
Yeah. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot. We come from very different angles, which will be fun. We have very different dogs. We've both run Border Collies, so we kind of know how that goes too. So we won't exclude you super fast pre-programmed dogs. But we also run some quote-unquote off-breeds, and we'll cover that too.
Yeah, we're just keeping it real, saying it like it is. You know, let's talk about the issues, talk about the fun. Just lay it all out there.
Lots of issues, like there's poop. There's definitely poop.
Yeah.
We'll cover leash etiquette. We're going to bring on some, well, hopefully they agree to it, some amazing, we're really fortunate, both Michelle and I are in New England. We have some of literally the top handlers from Worlds, EO, right here in our backyard. We train beside them, we train with them, we train from them. So we're going to somehow convince them with wine or beer to come onto our podcast and share their experiences and their knowledge with you, because I feel like that's important. I mean, you need to learn from the best to understand. And I think we're fortunate. I've become a better handler because I've had access to these people.
Oh, and absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll
even cover how to look for different instructors and what to look for. And we're just covering it all. Agility, it doesn't even necessarily have to be agility. Let's start with the start line. All different sports, just... life skills, we're going to cover it all.
Yeah, we've done a lot of sports. We've also had a lot of different dogs. Both Michelle and I have had reactive dogs. Very different, you know, mine was a puppy, hers was an older dog. We've learned how to cope with that. You also learn different lines, where to draw the line in the sand. You know, where's the quality of the dog's life? But we don't want to get sad. We want to stay happy. But there will be some episodes where you might want a tissue. Be careful while driving. But we're excited to bring this to you because... agility is exciting. And there's other podcasts out there about agility. But come on, you know us. We're fun. We're fun. If you're privileged to be in New England and watch Michelle and I run, you know we do nothing but have fun. And that's what it comes down to. you know, we have bad weekends. I had a 0 for 6 weekend last weekend. And I still had an absolute blast because I lost my shoe. We'll get into that. But
and yet she makes the finals at Invitationals.
The dog that makes the finals at Invitationals, the same, very same handler, loses her shoe, tries the same stuff she did at Invitationals, but can't even get her dog walk contact. So, you know.
But that's agility. That's agility. What I think.
I hope we're still recording. My computer's gone blank.
That's what keeps us going, right?
I can't remember my password from this angle. Because, you know, it's a different angle. It's like, oh, and the dogs are barking. It's like when you change up the criteria on your dog. I have to change the angle on my computer. This is how bad this is. Like that's not going to be right.
It's like attempt 5. I think we're still recording.
I hope we're still recording. That's perfect. I'm not editing that out. We can edit, just so you know. I'm not editing that out.
No, we're going to keep this just as it is. Because that's just who we are.
Part of this, so we have a planned, albeit relaxed, schedule. But if you have something you want us to talk about, by all means do. But we're going to cover, I mean the gamut. We're going to cover, like, you know, how clean you are at a trial. Using the bathrooms, that's something important. We're going to cover important issues such as reactive dogs at a trial. They're welcome, but how about you just communicate with the rest of us? Cover your dog at the end of the you know, aisle so we're not startled. Crate etiquette. Leash etiquette. Again, we're going to beg, implore. I don't have any money to pay, but we're going to get on some of the top agility handlers. We're going to have top trainers. I'm going to throw Emma Parsons under the bus here because she's amazing. She trials. She needs to be on this. We've got Terry Arnold. We're going to – big names. We're going to drop John Nyes in here. Why not? Why not? One can only try and dream, right? So
they haven't committed yet.
They haven't committed yet. We have not even spoken to them. They might be horrified by this.
There are no promises.
We're dropping names so we sound cool, but we do know them.
We do.
We do. We know them in good capacities, and they're wonderful people, and we want to share them with you. We just don't know if they will.
Yeah, we're just going to cover it all. How to enter a trial.
How to enter
just start there. What options you have as a beginner in agility? Because we didn't always have those options. I didn't know. What things to do? Show up at a trial before you even trial.
How about finding a dog? Let's start there.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
how to find the right breeder, or how to pick a shelter dog, or, you know, just
what to look for, how to build drive. Can your dog even have drive? Does your dog
have drive?
What is drive? We're going to cover all of that. So, and it's also going to be, I don't want the experienced agility people to be like, oh, I don't need to listen to this because I know it. You do know it. But you haven't seen our perspective. We're relatively new. Let's put it in perspective.
Yeah.
AKC Agility has been around since 1994. Michelle and I've only been around since maybe 6 years, 5 years?
Yeah, Michelle's been trialing for what, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, so, and we've traveled a bit.
Only on my second dog.
Yeah, we've gone to nationals. We've done some things. We've made some big competitions. So we do know some stuff, but we don't know everything. So we want to share what we've learned, question what we have questions about, like why you wouldn't wash your hands after going to the bathroom. big
all
problem.
The time.
All the time. But we also want to show anyone new or old how much fun agility is. Because this is like this unspoken word. This, you know, I joke around and I call it a cult, but we really are... this sparkly foundation of people. I like sparkles. I'm very big into sparkles.
Yeah.
I never was into sparkles. I was a tomboy, but agility. You get agility mixed with round 40 years old, and sparkles become very appealing. I don't know how to explain it. I can show you pictures. It happens. So
sparkles.
Sparkles. Sparkles. And we want your most sparkly self to come out with your most wonderful dog, because even if you NQ and your dog does something hilarious like ovary punches the judge, you still walk out with the absolute best dog that you bred in the world. That might be real life.
Oh, Walter.
Walter.
The Walter Show.
Hashtag The Walter Show.
And then we'll have a gilly show.
And then we're going to have a gilly show. So Michelle has a mix of dogs. I'll let her explain.
But she does have one of my boxers, so yeah. God help her.
Look, she's right here.
She's right here on the bench. If you could see, she would be enjoying the wine with us.
She's a party animal.
Yes.
Let's see. So we have 5 dogs. I have 3 tollers. So we have Riley, Sirius.
That's the Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever.
But who has time to say all that?
Elliot. We love you, Elliot. You add a spice to gating. We'll get into that.
How to do all the different jobs. See, yep. That's another topic.
That's another topic.
And then we also have a boxer, Gilly. And then we have a mix, Finn. And if you haven't caught on, did I say all the names yet? Let's see, Riley, Sirius, Snitch.
You didn't say Snitch.
Gillyweed.
Gillyweed.
And Finn.
Yeah.
If you haven't caught on, I'm a Harry Potter freak. And what do you have, Karen?
I have 3 boxers.
Keeping it consistent.
Yes, keeping it consistent. I have my magical Debbie. She's unusual. She's not your hyperactive, typical boxer in public. She's stoic. She's sweet. Everybody thinks she's perfect. She's not. She's so evil in many ways, but I love it, but she's evil. She loves food. She lives for food. Food trumps anything in life. Food and sun. Agility is a strong 3rd. I'm a 4th. She would probably choose agility over me. She just follows me. But string cheese wins in life. Cheese, absolutely. But, so I bred Debbie, and my husband and I had a bit of a disagreement. I wanted to pick female. He wanted to pick male. We couldn't agree, so we kept both. And they could not be more different and more spectacular. Walter tries very hard. He's very good at agility when his brain is there, but he has his moments.
He keeps you humble.
He keeps me very humble, hence hashtag the Walter Show. Phoenix is absolutely the sweetest dog I've ever met, and that is a huge compliment considering for the past 16 years I've walked over thousands of dogs with my dog walking company. But she is by far the sweetest, fieriest dog.
I love Beans.
But she has trial stress, which is something else we will discuss. She trains like it's her job. She trials like it's a mess. So, we're going to discuss that. But
yeah, and there's different types of trial stress.
There's stress up. There's stress down. There's stress left. There's stress right. There is all kinds of trial stress. There's human stress. I have been known to take mints before I run in. I do a little jumping jack routine. I still get very nervous before almost every run. And we'll cover that.
You would think after...
Snitch is trying to make her bed most fluffy. And Gilly is, if you can't hear Michelle very well, she's getting kissed. Because that's what boxers do. We breed them strong.
She can't control her liquor.
She can't control her liquor. So
what
I think...
What are we talking about?
I think we can kind of wrap this up.
Yeah.
I mean...
What do you think, Gilly?
Gilly's smelling the microphone. Gilly's always ready to party. She has attempted some trials just to see where she is.
She has a different kind of trial stress.
She trial stresses up and out.
Way up.
She partays. Which, again, we'll get into it. Much rather have a dog that partays than stresses down. Stresses down hard. Very hard to cheerlead your dog and let them know it's okay.
Oh, and the new rules in AKC. We cannot forget about those and how much this is going to help dogs with trial stress.
FEO and fix and go. Fabuloso. I am sad that my brain is not conditioned to use them, but Walter will benefit from this. You, Michelle, will benefit from your start lines on this. Phoenix, I can go in with a toy and let her know, hey, you might have all those trial stresses, but, you know, I mean, Carolyn Ng and Shrimpy doing the weave pulls. We could talk about that for a whole hour.
I wish I was there to witness
it was
that.
Beautiful.
That was amazing.
We'll get into that. Longtime competitor, wonderful dog, trains beautifully, trial stresses. The judge and weave pulls throw her through for a loop. For exhibition only, allows you to bring a toy in. We'll describe it later. This handler and team nailed it. That's what it's there for. You have the stress of the trial. You have the ability to train. Thank you, AKC.
Thank you. Now let's get rid of the table.
But then how do we pull up our pants? That's a whole nother topic. Agility attire. Don't wear jeans. You should be comfortable. I know jeans are comfortable,
But they're not.
Not for agility.
Not for agility.
No.
I used to wear jeans.
I have a whole agility attire.
I have a whole agility wardrobe. I mean, let's talk about it. And I didn't spend a lot.
I'm actually wearing agility pants right now, and I feel dirty doing it because I'm not in agility right now.
I do understand that. I am not. I feel weird in civilian clothes. I call them civilian clothes. I spend more time in agility clothes than civilian clothes, but that's a whole other topic.
I mean, my dogs know when the agility clothes come out.
They
do know.
They can absolutely tell. So let's wrap this up. We hope that you join us for future episodes. We're going to come up with a jingle and everything fancy. You're going to have to just accept that our first episode is raw.
Just bear with us. We're learning.
We are learning this whole technical thing.
You're going to learn with us.
You can't even imagine how long this took us.
Oh, God. What time is it?
But, yeah. Oof.
We started at
10 p.m. But hang with us. We guarantee to entertain. We hope to educate. But by all means, we want to share our cult of agility.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's not just the agility. It's just the social aspect of it. The community. Just so much of why we love agility and how much we have learned through this journey so far and how much we're continuing to learn.
I've met the best people at agility.
The best.
I mean, Michelle. But, I mean, we could talk about certain people such as Allison and Chris. We're going to discuss them. We have amazing people in our community. It is a family. And there's people you don't necessarily like. I didn't always get along with my brother. But they're family. And you don't... I'm in other sports. It's agility.
You gotta see it, because it's pretty incredible.
It is.
The agility community that we have.
But it all starts at the start line. Thanks for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Startline. Currently, it's brought to you by our training companies. Kara teaches at Masterpiece in Franklin, Massachusetts, and she also has a private training, which is Active Pause, and that's getactivepause.com. We will have more information on our website. Michelle has up-and-coming information for you guys, but for right now, that's who's sponsoring us. If you would like to sponsor us, please send us an email at startlinepod@gmail.com. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you next week.